You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So here's a little bit of drama. Netflix has edited out the part of the Tom Brady roast where Kim Kardashian got booed. She got booed loudly by adults. So they've edited that part out. Of all the offensive things that were said, and it was great, by the way. I thought it was great to allow those jokes to fly. But to edit that part out of all the other things that were said is pretty unusual.
Yeah, why? What was the reason for it? What did they
probably
give?
Probably they felt like, hey, we invited her to be here, and it was just no one should have been booed because they were all invited.
Right. Well, you know? did any woman other than Kim Kardashian get booed or choked on or anything? At another woman's expense?
Nikki Glaser told some.
Well, I know she told them, but
great jokes. But I haven't watched it enough to see if anybody made fun of her. I'm sure somebody made a joke about her when they were up there.
Yeah, she gets roasted.
She's roasted. Yeah.
Yeah, but on Netflix, does she get roasted before?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because it's different when you hit the girl.
Mm.
You know,
but they didn't edit out any jokes about Kim. Just the booing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Just people booed her when she went up. So
And you could tell she was like kind of hurt by it.
Yeah, it's terrible. She was just invited to be there. There's no reason to boo. But
didn't deliver a roast.
She did. Yeah, she spoke. She did a couple of lines. Right.
I did find it interesting. They came out and said that Jeff Ross, who was the host, has said that Tom Brady was trying to joke. That Robert Kraft told Jeff Ross afterwards he had no problem. He thought the joke was funny. Yeah. And that Tom Brady was like, I was trying to play along. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, it's true.
And it could just be. Tom Brady's not good at being a comedian.
That's absolutely what it was.
I saw the interview on Rich Eisen yesterday at the NFL Network talking to, what's his name?
Jeff Ross.
That model. And of course, that's what he's going to say.
What?
That Tom Brady was cool with it. You know, it was no big deal.
If you watch it, it's pretty clear Tom Brady's trying to be funny, and it kind of fell flat. I mean, it was a good headline, though. Got people interested in watching it. Like, he's really upset about this. Taylor Swift is kicking off another leg of her Eras Tour, which is now the most successful concert tour of all time. And she's starting in France this time, and she's going to be touring through May, June, July, then taking a break, and then going back on November and December to wrap things up. But it's remarkable. She's done more. She's grossed more money than Elton John, Coldplay, and done it in like a quarter of the amount of shows that all these other artists have done. It's remarkable.
She's obviously she's the new Queen Bee.
I mean, it's hard to argue with the numbers.
It's hard to argue with the numbers.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody said, you know, Beyonce was old and tired. Can't keep up with Taylor Swift. Somebody was saying that.
It happens.
Who said that?
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
You didn't say
that. I heard somebody say that.
It's going around.
Yeah. Drake and Kendrick Lamar still beefing. I mean, it's like this is the most unexciting.
Didn't somebody shoot at Drake's house or something?
Yeah.
He wasn't there. Security guard.
Yeah, they said Drake wasn't there. But, I mean, it's just like the least impressive rap beef I've ever experienced.
Kendrick Lamar put it into it.
That is certainly an opinion.
That's my opinion. Yeah. I think, you know, Kendrick Lamar dropped two tracks within 30 minutes or something like that, whatever.
They're both dumb.
They're not brilliant. Yeah.
I can do a lot of horrible things in an hour, you know.
But they got a couple of good lines in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like one in each song, maybe.
Okay, more than Drake had in his one
time. Well, I don't know about all that.
It's all stupid, though. We got a rap beef in here now. That's what's not trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, don't forget to check out the Ace and Friends podcast. It's at 3 o'clock on the streaming. Make sure you stream that at 3 o'clock Eastern this afternoon, for just a whirlwind of topics and frivolity and
it's a lot.
And making fun of Ace kind of things, I'm sure.
That's pretty much it.
All right, so you ladies complained about it for so long that now it's a problem. You're saying, I wish my men would learn how to show emotions. I wish they would learn how to show emotions and quit not communicating and so forth and so on. Well, now we've got a bunch of crybabies is what we have all over the country, a bunch of crybaby men. Now, the other day we had the whole thing about the woman saying that her boyfriend or husband or whoever was sobbing in the shower every day just to get a good cry out. Well, there was a lady on the Reddit. She's 31. And she and her husband have been married for 6 months, and there have been problems in their marriage. And finally she said, what is wrong with you? What's going on? And he said, nothing. And then he woke up that night, or she woke up, and he was in tears in the bed. And he just turns to her and goes, I really need you to get Botox. It's bothering him that much that... evidently, he told her whenever she smiles or laughs that it blanks him up. He wow. said, I get let me make sure I got the quote right, but I can't say the quote. He says that, yeah, I get blanked every time I see you laugh or smile. And
wow.
So
wow.
She said it's been since he brought it up the first time when he was in tears crying about it, that he has brought it up, you know, lightheartedly a few times, trying to get his point across again. And then that's when he finally said, I can't even stand looking at you when you laugh or smile.
What?
And again, she's 31.
Wow. And he just drops that on her, and he's crying.
Right, and he's crying. So it's so hideous. Her face is so hideous whenever she smiles at him. Most of the time, you look at the person you love more than anything in the world, and you say, oh, I love that smile. Oh, this smile brightens my day. And he's like, don't smile. You look like a catcher's mitt. You look like a Sharpay. When you smile.
That's insane.
So either go get Botox or don't smile at me anymore. I can't take it. I get effed every time you smile at me.
That is crazy.
Wow. So
I'm so confused.
So ladies, if you have a guy in your life, maybe you've been criticizing him lately. Maybe he hasn't been living up to your expectations, but at least he's not telling you in tears to go get Botox because he can't stand to see you smile or laugh.
Oh, my God.
Mess him up.
That is true love. True love.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free,
so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, Riggins, I'm about to tell you a story about a guy who's been arrested, and he's a maniac. He's been arrested on stalking charges and he just out of control anger. But of anybody on the show that may be able to see his side, I think it's going to be you.
Okay, great.
Now, okay. This guy's 27. He lives in California, but he used to live in Florida. And long story short, he's had a lot of run-ins with the law and been sentenced to, you know, months in jail and been on probation several times and all for his anger. Assaulting a police officer and, you know, yelling out unspeakable things to the police officers and even racial slurs and all kinds of stuff. Well, he had a problem. He was experiencing a problem. He goes to the doctor and he has to have surgery because he had irritable bowel syndrome, but it was the more severe case of irritable bowel syndrome. Ulcerative colitis is what it's called.
I've seen that on TV.
Yeah. Well, after his procedure, he has been left with near constant diarrhea.
Mm. Near constant.
Yeah. And said it's also painful and all of that. So he's been arrested for stalking and threatening his surgeon. Like, not just stalking and threatening. I mean, making YouTube videos and just going into a rage and saying how I want bones shattered into pieces. I dream of seeing him limbless and blind, but conscious. Talking about, you know, how he's going to dismember the kids and his family. I mean, just. And all of the people that work at the hospital, he, you know, allegedly threatened all of them. Just like out of his mind. Now, Riggins, as a frequent sufferer of the diarrhea.
I beg your pardon. It's not right, but I get it.
I mean, you take a person who already has anger issues, like beyond anger issues, yeah. And then you give them near constant diarrhea.
Oh.
Like 15 times a day in some cases, the article said.
Yeah, the commercial for the medication that you use to treat ulcerative, whatever it is, they got people on roller coasters and then their face changes. So it's like anytime you get hit with diarrhea. Yeah, I'd want to break his limbs too. Leave his kids alone, though,
near
for God's sakes.
Constant. But, that's what?
And this kind of stuff has been going on for years. And they just now arrested him on stalking charges. It looks like they could have gotten him already on, you know, communicating threats and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Whoa.
Are they getting the other guy on malpractice?
I don't think he malpracticed. There's been no case proven that he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
The procedure just, you know, was what it was.
You're super handsome, but you got near constant diarrhea. I know.
That's the thing.
You know, it's like the real.
Yeah. It's like when they first came out with the hair loss drugs that really worked, but the side effect was making you impotent.
Yeah.
Is that a deal with the devil or
it
what?
It is. Near constant diarrhea.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Learn how to knit doilies today at 3 p.m. Eastern with Ace and Friends.
That's what we're doing today.
Stream it. I mean, get a good heavy stream of Ace and Friends.
And don't worry, it's on YouTube, so you can watch it.
Good, healthy, heavy stream.
Good stream.
Yep.
Solid stream.
You know, as the president of the Keepers of Odd Knowledge group, I thought this was interesting. There's y'all ever heard of Lone Star ticks? They can give you an indefinite allergy to red meat if they bite you. They're found in most of the eastern United States and Mexico, and they're also called turkey ticks or northeastern water ticks. So anytime you say that somebody's, like if it's a person covered in ticks, you cringe a little bit. Sure. It's, you know. Okay. So would you rather be covered in ticks or fleas? If we're going to talk about dog insects here.
Ticks.
You'd rather be in ticks than fleas.
Oh, wow. No. I would rather be in fleas. In fleas. Because you can rinse them off pretty quickly. Ticks, you got to pull them. Mm-hmm.
You got to burn them. The ticks have fleas, a lot more disease, too, and things.
Do fleas suck at the blood or do they just bite?
I don't know.
I always thought they just bit.
Okay. Would you rather be in ticks or lice? Let's say you're on a date. You met somebody on Hinge. Beautiful woman. And she tells you, I can meet you. All right, it's good to meet you, but kind of keep a safe distance because... I just found out on my way over here that I have ticks, or I just found out that I have lice. Which one is going to bother you more?
Ticks would bother me more because lice, you can contract that any number of ways. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're unkempt or not clean, and it's easy to get rid of.
Right. But the lice are easier to get on you than ticks are from another person.
That's true, but I'm keeping my distance, and then I can go home and I'll stop and get some shampoo, that special lice shampoo, and knock that out. That's no big deal.
But either way, she's beautiful.
My body's shaving down anyway.
Either way, she's beautiful and clean and all. She just, you know, maybe was out on a nature walk and got covered in ticks.
The word covered is...
Covered,
More than one tick is a problem.
Yeah, that just seems worse to me.
Well, you still want to go to Red Robin's? Hell no. Do you? Don't you want to just go home and take care of that?
And let me change my order. I want my steak well done now. I don't want any blood anywhere around.
Oh, man.
Ticks.
But just imagine, no longer loving red meat.
Yeah. You might still love it. You just can't have it.
Yeah, you just can't have it.
How often does your average adult get a tick, though?
Yeah,
it can't be that often
in U.S.
right?
America.
Not often.
It's not. It can't be often. Yeah,
because you know, little country kids get them all the time playing in the woods and stuff. I used to get them when I was a kid.
That's why they say so many celebrities got Lyme disease, because they do a lot of hikes in L.A. and stuff, and that's where they're picking them up. You know, all these celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, they're gross as well, the celebrities. So.
It doesn't make them gross.
I bet you could auction off a full tick, from Jennifer Aniston or something. It's got her blood in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet Taylor Swift's tick would bring a lot of money.
Yeah, is a J-Lo tick. $20.
All the hottest trending topics. Riggins and Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Is
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
X-Men 97 is the top trending topic. This is the animated cartoon, or, well, I guess that's redundant. The cartoon for adults.
Yeah. Don't say nothing about it. I ain't watched it yet.
Don't worry. I couldn't tell you if I did know anything about it. It's part two of the finale, Ace.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And there's a part three next week.
There's no such thing.
You got a three-part finale to a cartoon?
Deal. It's the biggest deal in Marvel ever.
People are just raving about this cartoon.
You can't have but one finale.
Ooh, there's a good one.
But it's meant to be watched all as one whole. That's why.
Then why'd they break it up into three parts?
Because they have a release schedule. Yeah. It's semantics.
So then the last one is the finale. These other two are just, you know, regular episodes.
I'm watching one hole right now, a big butthole in the other room. Sorry. That is one of the top trending topics. Reba McEntire in the news today talking about women in country music, saying it's still just harder for women in music. They have to work harder to be noticed. We worked harder. We knew that we had to work harder. We didn't be about it. We didn't complain. We just did the work. And she's saying that things are evening out between men and female women country artists, but they still got a long way to go.
Today's country audience is mostly made up of women, and women would rather hear men singing songs to them than they would to hear women singing songs to them.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, there was that survey a couple of years ago. They did one of the consulting firms did a survey and pointed out that when they test music, country music, the male country artists regularly test better than the female country artists. They were saying that's the reason. It's like it's got nothing that the audience is telling them they like more male music than female. Not that they don't like female artists, but they're predominantly they prefer the male songs more. And everybody got into an uproar about it. And they were saying, you know, they said sexist. Like, no, that's the research. The research says males and females who listen to country music tend to favor the country favor the male artists more than the female. Those are just the facts.
Yeah, because men are better at everything.
I didn't say that.
You said it.
You implied it. I'm just kidding. But the number one hottest country singer in all of the world right now is a woman.
Who's that?
Straight out of Louisiana.
Lainey Wilson.
Rob got the answer. Raise your hand, Rob. You can't just shout out the answer in class. Nerd.
I would have said dang Shania still.
always Shania forever.
Right? Yeah. She's still
forever.
Still she's just as hot as ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the reason she was so famous and popular. It's because she was hot and she had a husband that was in the music business.
Really? That was the secret to her success?
Yeah, if she'd been ugly, no way Shania Twain would have been a huge success.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Hot take.
Thank you, TJ.
How Ace and TJ ended up in an end of the year school project in Georgia. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Go Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
My name is Riggins. I'm the youngest of three boys in my family, and I've got, you know, obviously two older brothers. My oldest brother lives down in Georgia in Atlanta. And he's got a son that is 10 years old. Now he's in the fifth grade. I haven't asked him if I could talk about this, but I'm sure he won't mind. His name's Banks. Real cute kid. Real smart. They limit the screen time. So I was going to museums and the aquarium and playing outside. I mean, it's what you're told to do with your kids, but they live it. They only let them watch TV or a streaming service on Saturday mornings for like an hour. I mean, it's crazy. So he's really smart. But my 10-year-old nephew was tasked to do an end-of-the-year school project because he goes to a private school, and I guess they assign full-scale projects at the end of the year. I don't know what that's about. But he was tasked to do a project about his family. And he does like the full, you know, three. You remember buying the boards for science projects and stuff for your kids?
Yeah, dude.
He's got a full one of those, and he got to show off his project about his family yesterday at the end of school. And he wrote, you know, about his, you know, the things he likes to do. He likes to ride bikes, and he likes video games on the weekend. And he wrote about my sister-in-law's family. My sister-in-law comes from a line of hoteliers, as he put it. They owned hotels and... they came from Spain with a lot of oil money. And then the second page, I'll just read it verbatim. He said, my dad's family is very exciting. This is my oldest brother. My ancestors checked in at Ellis Island and became policemen and iron workers. They're all from Chicago. My grandmother's grandfather arrested the famous mobster Al Capone. And my uncle is on the Ace and TJ Show radio and podcast show. We listen to it a lot. I am named after my grandfather's baseball hero, Ernie Banks. I have a signed jersey from him in my room. Thank you for reading about my family. I thought that was so sweet. I absolutely loved it. I'm not going to cry. I just thought it was really sweet. So you ended up in a school project, you know, in Georgia. Who would have thought?
It's cool.
Did your mama lie to him about her dad arresting the Al Capone?
That is true. That is true.
Because cool, so my dad lied to me about our family. Yeah. My dad's saying that he you know, used to hang around with Cassius Clay, who was Muhammad Ali in Louisville. My grandmother said, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
I'd have been lying on my report.
Sure.
No. So your mom's grandfather arrested Al Capone.
Yeah, a couple of times. And there's some questions about whether or not he was all on the up and up himself. Like, why did you arrest him so bad? I mean, I don't know. But yes, he's in textbooks and things like that. Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's very cool.
It's kind of a fun story. Yeah, he's very cute. So that was fun.
Quick question. Does it help at all that he mentioned you and skipped your
my other brother?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give him extra credit.
I noticed
he didn't do anything. Yeah. He's a nothing. But I got a surprise visit yesterday from two unexpected characters. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So I had two unexpected visitors yesterday. I'll get to that in just a second. But do you guys, when you get a sandwich, do you put olives on it?
No.
No.
No. Hell no, right?
No, I wouldn't get a dog in the butt with an olive.
Somebody was, they showed a sandwich, because whenever you see a sandwich with olives on it, don't you picture it on a big, like, Subway sandwich, like a hoagie?
Yeah, like a hoagie roll.
Yeah.
This person on Facebook was like, I just made my lunch today, and it was on white bread, and it was turkey, cheese, mayo, mustard, like all the normal stuff, and then a bunch of olives.
Like soft white bread, not even toast?
Soft white, like Wonder Bread.
Yeah,
I was like, I've never seen somebody put olives on a sandwich like that.
Never.
And cut on the diagonal, but still just like loaded with olives. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Green or black?
They were black.
Okay.
Black. I don't eat olives. But your friend Jenny chimed in. I said, do you guys put olives on sandwiches? And Jenny said, hell no. But you know who does? Jody.
Yeah, she loves
olives. She loves an olive.
Like, oh, disgusting.
Throw her under the bus real quick. So yesterday I got a knock on the door. My mother and father showed up. Just in town, just bouncing around.
Totally unexpected?
Totally unexpected, which is great. That's perfectly fine. But I got a call. I was upstairs in the office, and my mom says, are you home? And I went, yes. What can I do for you? And she goes, we're outside. Now, most people, that might freak them out. I let them in, and, you know, they were bouncing around town. They had a new bakery they wanted to go check out in up by the lake. So, yeah, they're hanging out. And then I told my dad that I've been fixing up this lawnmower that Ace gave me a few years back. And he said, well, let me take a look at it. I want to see what you're doing. He's pretty handy. And we were fiddling out there around with it. And he goes, you know what I'm going to do? You got a birthday coming up. We're going to buy you a new lawnmower. I just decided. I said, well, I don't need a new lawnmower. This is one of three that I have. And he just wouldn't take no for an answer. So finally, I go to the bathroom, and my parents are standing at the counter, and they're, we're going to buy you the lawnmower today. I was like, I don't want a lawnmower. I don't need a lawnmower. Please stop saying that. And then they're just insistent. They want to, you know, they want to do fun things
for
their
kids.
Three
lawnmowers.
Three lawnmowers. Like
a 5-minute yard to mow.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, like, long story short, they got you. You got it yesterday, right?
No, they amped it up a little bit because here's what happened. So I tell him about my yard, and my dad's looking around in the living room. He goes, you know, a lot of things would change if you owned this house, right? I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess things would be a little different. And he said, if you started looking for houses for sale, because I rent the house I'm in.
Yeah.
And he said, if you started looking around at the houses in the area, I was like, for what? And he goes, for houses for sale. I said, no. And he goes, well, we want to help you buy a house. I went, oh, God. So I refused the lawnmower, and now you're trying to buy me a house?
Refuse the house. Yeah. What will happen next?
Oh, God, oh, no. They're just, I don't think they're doing well. They've got to be on their deathbeds or something. They're acting bizarre. And it's just ridiculous. We're going to catch up with Ace next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So the Ace and Friends radio show streams every day at 3 p.m. Eastern on the Ace and TJ family app, which you can get in your app store or at acetj.com/app. It's totally free. You can listen to the shows, watch the shows, win great prizes. We just gave out an awesome spa experience package from the Hyatt Centric South Park this week. Amazing stuff. But on the Ace and Friends radio show, Ace revealed a couple weeks ago that he had been contacted by a producer from a network that he can't talk about.
Right.
Relax. Okay, call me. Ace is biting his tongue.
I don't think I'm supposed to be talking about this anymore.
Oh, I'm not going to talk about it, but in case people didn't get caught up, yeah, we were contacted through through whatever means from a major producer from a major network asking about Ace and his relationship with his wife, specifically about age gap couples.
Yeah.
And we know that he auditioned.
There were a couple of interviews.
There's
no, it's not an audition process. They just interview you. They ask us if we would be interested in being involved in this show. And we said, that sounds interesting. Let's do an interview. You know, just tell us more about it.
Yeah.
And so we did a couple of interviews, and now we're just waiting. We're waiting to see. Probably won't know anything until June, they said.
Till June. Okay.
Probably late June at that.
And this is not some hokey, stupid network.
No, it's a legit network. Not like ABC, NBC, but it's a legit cable network that everybody would know immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's CNN. I don't want to. Right. Sorry. They want to talk about age gap couples on the news. So you can't tell us any more than that.
Yeah, there's nothing else that's really happened. We had to get really dressed up. We had to dress. They said dress nice, and then. We did this a video thing, and when you do the Zoom with them, there's somebody that comes on and has you rearrange part of your living room to start the interview because they want to make sure that like no outlets can be seen, and it showcases the best part of the backdrop is the best it can possibly be, and all this kind of stuff. And so we had to move a plant and move some stuff around and all this kind of stuff, and then before they even do the interview, so it's like then it was like a 2.5 hour interview that we set through in our living room.
Wow.
With a ring light and the whole thing. We did one together, then we did one separately, and now we just kind of hang out and wait and see what happens.
So they send you a camera to film, or do you use your iPhone?
No, just phone. They prefer that you do it on the phone.
Really?
Which is interesting. Yeah.
That's so cool. I wish they would start doing reality shows about weight gap couples, because me and my wife would get on one.
A weight gap couple.
I'd watch that.
We're in a mixed weight marriage.
quarter ton husband. Yeah. That's amazing. Now trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the Indianapolis Star has suspended that reporter that had that weird interaction with Caitlin Clark a few weeks ago. Remember, it was at her introductory press conference, and he did the hand heart to her, and yeah. She goes, "Oh, you like that, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, as long as you do that, if you do that to me, we're gonna get along just fine." And people went nuclear on him, saying like, you know, it was disgusting that
it really put her in an uncomfortable position.
It did. It did.
Was awkward.
But I thought the story was kind of dying, but no, they've now suspended him and banned him from the Indiana Fever games for the foreseeable future.
Is that all he did?
I believe so. I mean, it was that one interaction, and he goes, "As long as you do that to me, we're going to get along just fine," I think was his exact line. She was like, kind of a weird thing to say, but it didn't seem to affect her too terribly much, but it was weird.
It was unprofessional on his part. I don't know if he needs to be, you know, suspended or not, probably you don't want him out covering the team after being weird like that.
Yeah. His name's Greg Doyle.
You just moved to something else.
Far be it for me to take up for a media person, especially a sports media person, because they're the most leftist of them all. But I don't get it. I don't get what was so horrible about that.
Yeah.
He's a fan.
Yeah.
He writes for the team. He's a local writer for the team. He's like, "Yeah, as long as you do that to me, we're cool." I mean, sure. It's just like joking around.
It's one of the most exciting Indiana sports stories that he's probably gotten to cover in a long time, and he screws it up like the first chance he has. So they suspended him for 2 weeks. I said foreseeable future, but it's 2 weeks. Unclear if it's paid or unpaid.
A fortnight.
What it is. And then one of Ace's childhood heroes is in a bit of trouble. Ric Flair was in Florida at a pizza place, and he was at the bar.
The video of this is amazing.
Yeah, they apparently cut him off because he had been allegedly drinking too much. And this whole tirade has now gone viral where he's going, "You know, the only thing I did in here is put your restaurant over, which is like such wrestling lingo. All I did is put your restaurant over and you treated me like a schmuck, you know, kind of thing. Well, so
he tweeted out first the day after it happened. He tweeted, I'll never go back there. They treated me rude or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. So they were like
the most disrespected I've ever been treated.
Yeah. And they were like, all right, well, here's the video, everybody. Watch this. And everybody just piles on. They're like, oh, no, Ric Flair's way wrong in this scenario.
Yeah, I feel like
toasted.
Yeah, he did sound a little toasted.
He has no leg to stand on. He's totally out of line.
Poor Rick. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
You know, what's weird, what's odd, is different to each individual person. But trust me, there are some members of the Ace and TJ Radio family who are into some odd, weird stuff online, and we'll prove that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What I'm about to say is going to sound worse than it actually is, because that's what I thought originally. My wife is part, she loves true crime, loves it, but she's part of a group on social media called Unidentified, where they post photos of dead people, hoping someone can identify them. Now, they're not photos of the dead people at, you know, as the dead person, like a dead, they're not posting photos of dead bodies.
No corpses.
They're just thank you. Yes. They're posting photos of people who have died. Does anybody know this person?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Trying to get background stories about who people, and it's not a normal group, but not the craziest group in the world. It's kind of interesting. She showed it to me. I was like, okay, I get this now. I see what they're going for. But when you think, oh, it's pictures of dead people, it can be a little bit weird. But it got me thinking, okay, what else is out there? That is a little bit weird. It's like years ago when we first realized, you know, everybody's got a convention. Every group has a convention. Mm-hmm. And you realize how weird some of those can be. I don't really belong to any online groups like that. Whether it's there's one that she keeps up with called the Mooresville Moms, and it's like moms in our town sharing information or something like that. Yeah. Sometimes it's informative, sometimes it's not. I don't know. I'm not a big group person like that. Are y'all into any, is anybody in a group, following something?
You're not still in the Kiss Army?
No, I don't think so. No. Well, I was a kid, but.
You went AWOL on the Kiss Army.
I went AWOL on the Kiss Army.
Yeah. Were you dishonorably
court martial?
Yeah. You're like Bo Bergdahl.
So I'm not in one. Am I else in one? Rob?
I'm in a lot of things for like certain video games and board games and stuff like that.
Okay.
I subscribe to YouTube channels. That might make me part of a group.
Okay. I didn't think of it that way. There are a couple of YouTube channels I subscribe to, but they're mostly music related.
I subscribe to a woman called Hungry Fat Chick. She's a former fetish model that now just engorges herself on a lot of food. And the people call themselves fatties that follow her.
Really?
So, yeah, I could be a little fatty.
That's kind of, okay, that would count, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more fun if it has a name like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it again?
Fatties. Mm-hmm. But the woman's called Hungry Fat Chick.
Hungry Fat Chick.
Yeah.
So
I'm against groups. Yeah. So.
What unusual social media group are you a part of? So you get to determine how unusual you are. We've already got some pretty good answers at the Ace TJ Show. So just let us know. We'll get to them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I'm not going to lie. Not only are some of these groups weird, but some I kind of hear and go, what? That's, I see where that could be kind of cool. What weird social media group are you a part of? Like Riggins, you know, follows Hungry, what's it called?
Hungry Fat Chick.
You just watch her eat?
Yeah. It's great.
So you just go online on YouTube and watch her gorge herself?
Sure.
Love that.
So some of the ones that people have answered so far, like there's one called Amber says, I belong to Altered Moments. Ceramic precious moment collectibles recreated into characters or scenes from pop culture.
Whoa. Precious moments.
This one's really popular. I know this one. Are we dating the same guy, Charlotte? This lady said, I'm married and happy. I'm just being nosy to see if I know anyone. One is called Nate the Hoof Guy. I don't know what that's about. I guess he just puts hooves on horses or something.
Yeah, I think I've seen that guy.
Probably trims them up.
Yeah. Cleans up their hooves. Yeah.
He got a horse foot fetish.
That must be what it is.
Emily says there's a mom drama group that I'm a part of. There are almost no rules, and it's unhinged. I enjoy reading other people's drama and not being a part of it, so it's a great group for me. Let's see. This one says, not that odd, but I'm in one called Keto for the Clueless. It's all about high-protein keto. Bring back pizza spins. Jeffrey's a part of it's a lobbying group for snacks from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, gosh.
A lobbying.
I've never heard of that.
What? I just looked them up, and I've never heard of this. And I know everything there is to know about pizza.
Yeah. Dawn says she's part of the Hubba Hubba group, but then doesn't say what that is.
Well, let me Google it.
It's probably looking at hot men's.
Okay.
Like you go, ooh, Hubba right. Hubba. You know, that's what the kids are saying.
Yeah.
Ooh, Hubba Hubba.
Wait, here's a weird one. Stephanie's part of a group. They do not safe for work crochet patterns.
Oh.
So they're doing like sexually graphic crochet patterns.
Come on, man.
It could also be like they're violent crochet patterns.
Yeah, there you go.
Anna's part of a group called the Aldi Isle of Shame. Yeah. Please tell us more about some of these. I need to know more. What is the Aldi Isle of Shame?
It's where they have all the sale stuff, right? There's a clearance aisle at Aldi.
The stuff, it's like a junk drawer in a grocery store. It's kind of all the other stuff.
They were making fun of people who are in the aisles at Aldi. No. Well, never, I'm not interested.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I got to give you two more of these. We were talking a minute ago about these weird social media groups that people are part of. A couple of ones that popped up that I find interesting. Mary is part of something called Cookies After Dark, not safe for work.
Oh, some cookies. Get your cookies. I wonder what they're shaped like.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And a lady named Shanna is part of a group online, a social media group called Cougars for Post Malone.
What?
Again, we need to know more. There's a lady on TikTok who's posted a video. She was having a yard sale, and someone came along and stole dolls from a display case at her yard sale. And she wants this person to know, you need the full story, my friend.
To the thief that stole these dolls out of the yard sale at 3 o'clock this morning, you're going to regret it. They're haunted. Had you waited till sunlight, you would have seen the sign that was under them that said, haunted dolls. If you have children, please don't buy. I put them in this glass hutch to try and contain whatever was attached to them, and it got so cold that it fogged up. No takesies, backsies. Nobody wanted them because I warned everyone and showed them the videos of what these dolls do when they're in your vicinity because they were not scared to move right in front of you. Enjoy.
No takesies, backsies.
No takesies, backsies.
Oh, ghosts, yard sales. I mean, it's just so redneck. I love it.
Put them in a hutch to contain whatever's in them.
You know, that's amazing.
Right, all she needed was some fireworks and a bonfire. And whoever stole my my wood-burning wash tub.
Good Lord.
I hope you burn your eyebrows off.
Joke's on you. No takesies, backsies.
A lot of redneck things covered in them. Good
Lord. 3 o'clock in the morning, I have a hutch in my front yard with dolls in it. Haunted dolls.
Haunted dolls.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.